Peter, the Acts of the Apostles, as this vision, this experience with God, to make sure that he doesn't miss it. So the whole controversy was, if someone's a Gentile, so a non-Jew, is going to become a Christian, do they have to become Jewish first and then Christian? And it became clear through this vision that that's not the case, that the Gentiles are able to come in to become part of the people of God, and that what God declares clean, and it's declared clean. So Peter declares, through God revealing it to him, all these things that the Jews had seen as unclean, foods and utensils, all sorts of stuff, as clean. But really, in the end, Peter didn't try to figure out, okay, what's going on here? He simply said, if God gave them the same gift that he gave to us when we came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to be able to hinder God? We can get frustrated and we want to kind of stop God's work. We'd never say that, but when we see God being so good to someone or bringing someone new life, or the church being generous and working with someone through an issue, we can, yeah, on the surface kind of say, oh, that's great. But then we kind of hinder something. We feel bad that God is helping them. I mean, it sounds so strange, but envy just creeps in so quickly, right? It just creeps in so quickly. Why did they already have so much. Why did they get more? And we start comparing ourselves. And Peter just simply says, if God's giving them this, who am I to hinder God? Who am I to hinder God? And so as we go through this day, and we see the goodness of God in other people's lives, to not get envious, but to be able to rejoice and to see, I don't want to hinder God. When the people heard this, they stopped objecting and glorified God, saying, God then has granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles too. And they were happy.